Hi, this is Annette Olsen, and you're listening to Sonic Perspective.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another interview of Sonic Perspectives. I'm Rodrigo Altaf, and today we're going to talk to the amazing Swedish singer Annette Olsson. Annette, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's really great to be with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the upcoming release, Worlds Apart, your collaboration with Russell Allen. How did the invitation to that come to happen?
Well, it was actually, as it quite often happens, to be our record label, Frontiers, that... You know, they come together and maybe they talk about these things. And they asked me if I would like to sing on this album with Russell and with Magnus as a songwriter. So it was their idea. And yeah, I said yes.
Awesome. And had you worked with Russell before? I mean, had you met him before? What was it like to trade vocals with him on the album?
Actually, I haven't met him and not now either. And I've never met him. But of course, I knew him, you know, his bands and stuff. It was great to work with Russell. It was very easy because today in the modern world, you don't have to be in the same studio. You know, I can record my vocals in this world continent and then he does it in America. And then we just send our files to Magnus and he sends it to the mixing guy. So it's very easy today with the internet then.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the funny thing for me is that listening to your voice and Russell's voice in other projects, I never thought it would work well together. But to my surprise, the end result is amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you never know. The thing with voices is that they can either go good together or sometimes you just don't sound well together. But I think it's a cool sound with Russell having this a bit darker, really mature rocky voice, and then I try to sing quite high most of the time, so it gets a bit like dark and light. So I think it works really well.
Yes, for sure. And what's the main difference from like when you're writing vocal melodies just for yourself and when there are two singers? How do you accommodate two voices that are so different? I mean, is there a special thing that you need to be mindful of?
Well, it's Magnus Carlsson who has made all the songs for the project, so but, you know, when I got the songs, it's always difficult when there is a male and female singer because we can't sing in the same key, kind of, you know. So that's what I had to work with. And in Worlds Apart, for instance, which was the first song I got and the first song I recorded, I actually had to re-record it a second time because I first sang it as he had written the melody line. And it was really dark for me, you know. I didn't feel that the vibe was... I didn't like the sound of it, you know. I didn't sound cool. And so I asked him if I could change the melody and put harmonies. And he said, sure. So that's what I did through the whole album, that I changed, you know, my melody lines and put a higher harmony. And then it worked. But it can be difficult when you have a guy and a girl singing.
Yeah. And I'm curious, was there a lot of back and forth between you, Magnus, and Russell? Or did Magnus present you the songs already finalized? You just mentioned one example, but can you give me more in terms of the whole album?
Yeah, I mean, when I came into the project, all the songs were written. It was 1 year ago, and I was just recording The Dark Element. So then I got the songs, and I think Magnus had made all the songs. And then actually Russell had started to record 4 or 5 songs, so they were like ready with his voice. And then I got the demo with Russell's vocals, where Magnus sang my melodies. So I got two guys singing, you know. And for some songs that Russell didn't sing on when I got them, I started to sing and then he had to follow me. So we didn't send so many tracks back and forth. I actually just got like the demos and then I went to the studio and Russell did his thing and then Magnus got it and we just mixed it. So it was quite easy, but there were some singing of Magnus like in the beginning on the demos, and he sings really well too, actually. So
oh, right? another thing that I found rather unique or interesting is like the track listing, because on the first song of the album, you guys don't sing together. It's Russell alone. And then there's a couple of tracks where you sing alone, right? So who made the order of the tracks?
I'm not quite sure, actually, but I guess Magnus. Normally, it's like so that the producer, which is Magnus, that he sends his wishes. And I think Frontiers then just say if they have something to say about it. So I think this is Magnus who has decided.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the song I'll Never Leave You that you sing by yourself, if you can tell us about that track.
Yeah, that's actually the second song I recorded. I got three songs to start with. And it's a bit different from what I've been singing before. You know, there are some more, I mean, the tempo is a bit different and it's a bit more progressive than what I've done in my former bands. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was fun and cool, and I wanted it to have this big chorus with a lot of voices, you know. So yeah. I always do four takes of every harmony I do, both melodies. So it gets quite massive. And I know that Magnus was like, wow, when he got it. So he wanted it to be a single. So yeah, it turned out really well.
Right. Well, the first single is also the title track, right? To me, it's one of the strongest songs I've heard this year. Can you tell us about how that song came together?
Well, thank you so much. I'm really happy you like it. Yeah, I mean, that was, like I said, the first track I recorded, and I wasn't so content with the first take on that, so I had to go back to the studio. I think it has grown on me, you know, when the mixing was done and I could hear the whole result with everything, I was like, wow, this is so catchy. It is actually a very catchy chorus, and now it's one of my favorites. So, and I think when you think about the lyric wise, it's Magnus lyrics, of course, but when I look at the lyrics and the meaning of it and the artwork itself for Worlds Apart, I think of it either as you can symbolize me and Russell being in totally different end of the world, like he's in America and I'm in Sweden, it's very far apart and we sing together, or I also see it like he's the darkness and I'm the light, like the angel of the dark. So yeah, I think it's a cool title, it's a cool artwork, and the song itself is really catchy.
Yeah, yeah. And how much were you involved in writing the lyrics? I mean, you just mentioned that Magnus was responsible for most of it, but are you comfortable singing songs written by other people? Do you have to relate to what you're singing, or?
I mean, that's what I mainly have done. It's really common, like in my former bands, there's always been almost one songwriter. In Allison Avenue, we helped to do the lyrics. And then in my solo, of course, all the lyrics were mine. I have no problem with singing other songwriters' songs because there are people good at doing that, you know, and I can sing them. I think it's not that hard to sing the songs as long as you have some sense of what the songwriter mean. And Magnus is quite good in that way. He doesn't write so weird and metaphorical lyrics. They're quite easy lyrics, you know, you can catch the meaning of them quite easy. It's about love and sad love, and you know, but if there's a songwriter who writes a lot of metaphors, maybe I have to ask, you know, in the process, I think this song is about this and this, is that correct, just to get the feeling of it. But otherwise, I'm like an instrument, you know, I'm like any instrument in the band, so I'm just trying to sing it the best I can.
Right, I understand. And What If I Live is also another high point of the album for me, with a very strong message. What is that one about?
Well, hard to say again, since I haven't written the lyrics. So I can't say what I want to say about the lyrics, because I don't know what he wanted to tell with that. It's really hard when you don't write the lyrics. But for me, it's a sad song for me. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, you know. What if I live and live without you, you know, all those things. So I think many of the songs in the album feels kind of like sad love songs where something went wrong. I don't know if he wrote these, you know, about something that has happened in his life earlier or something, because he's married now. So, but for me, most of the songs are about both love and sad love. But then No Sign of Life is actually about something different for me. So, but I can't say exactly, but it's a sad song. That's all I can say.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Let's talk about the Dark Element for a minute. There was a great release last year called Songs the Night Sings. What are the future plans for the band, if any?
Well, we just released that one, and we have gotten a lot of offers to play both last year and this year, and we have accepted two festivals in the summertime in Finland, quite big festivals, so we're going to do that. And we have had to say no to some amazing festivals and gigs due to Janni is now in a band called Insomnium, which he joined last year. So it was a bit of a bad timing for the Dark Element. But so I guess, you know, some gigs, we have got a request for some gigs in 2021 too. So, you know, we're going to do probably another album when the time comes. And hopefully Janni will be a bit less busy next year so we can do some more gigs for the Dark Element because people kind of like it. So,
yes, I think it caused a splash last year, for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, the first album was really well received, and the second seems to have been well received too, you know. And I love the Dark Element. It's Janni is great to work with, and our musicians, Jonas and Rolf, and Juha, who are playing with us live, are great and fun to be with. So I hope we can do some more gigs after these festivals.
Okay. And another endeavor you mentioned is Allison Avenue. You did a reunion tour at the Melodic Rock Festival Scandinavia. And that was very well received as well. Any chance of more material tours from this band?
Yeah, actually, me and Niklas, we work together a lot. That's when I record my vocals to anything, The Dark Element or Alan Olson, I always go to Niklas and we record together. He's kind of my best friend. So we've known each other for a long time. And every time I'm there, we talk about making new Allison Avenue songs. And he has been quite busy with his other band also. So I think he is mixing that one and it will be finished quite soon. And then we talked about going to the studio and just, we didn't say we should do anything for Allison Avenue in specific. We just want to sit down, make some songs and see what comes out for fun. So, but okay. we would like to do something, of course, when the time is right.
Okay, okay. And how about a follow-up to Shine, your first solo album? Is there a chance for another record anytime soon?
Yeah, there will be a new album for sure. I have already started to work on it, so I will do a new solo.
Okay, what is the forecast? Is there's no tentative date yet? Or
I think next year it will be out.
Okay. And given the choice, do you prefer to work in the context of a band or to work solo? I mean, you've done both, right? So,
Well, that's actually, I like to be solo in a way because I can write my own lyrics. And like we said before, I don't sing other songs. I sing my own lyrics. Normally, I have to work with someone who can make the music for me, you know, so it's a collab. But I like to do my own lyrics. It's something special when you sing your own words, you know. So I like to be a solo artist, but then we have the difficulties when you're a solo artist, you don't have a band behind you. And when you go on stage, you have to have musicians with you that you have to hire and, you know, those kind of things. And you always have to take all the decisions yourself. But I do feel it's great in a way because in a band, if you have a good band, and where everything works and you are friends and you don't have to fight about money or stuff, boring things. And if there's not one person deciding in the band, I think a band is much more fun in many ways because you stand by each other in good or bad and you take all the risks together because you don't know if you will earn money or not. So I must say a band is great in many ways, but solo is also great. So
I can't say... Pros and cons.
Yeah, there are pros and cons with both.
Yeah, and I think one of your biggest drives or objects in life was to maintain a career while also raising a family, right? That came up a few years ago. And how did you manage to keep that balance? Do you find it's easier or more difficult as time goes on?
I decided many years ago when I was out of Nightwish that I had to focus on my family since I got two small children. I gave birth to another one. And I had to make a choice, kind of, if I would continue being a full-time singer or get a normal job again. So I've always wanted to have a regular job and study in the university. So that's what I've been doing. I decided to put the singing aside, you know, and focus on becoming a registered nurse, which I am now. And now I've been working as a nurse for 1.5 years. And now when the kids are bigger, you know, my youngest child is turning 7. So, of course, now it's easier for me to balance and do some singing, you know, and still have a regular job and also be a mother. So I think now is the time when I can do more singing and do more albums and maybe do some more gigs. Not like the heavy touring I did, because that's not something I want to do, like go away 280 days per year. Yeah. I guess I'm too old for that also. But no, but I mean, I have balanced it quite good that I took like a break, and then now I've started to work a bit more with singing. And it works well, you know. I work in the daytime, I do interviews in the evening, and then I record in the weekend. So it's a full schedule normally, but it's fun also.
Oh, wow. I wonder if anyone recognized you, like, in a hospital. Oh, that's Annette. You know, I remember her. She used to sing and whatnot.
Well, I don't think it's that common, but it has happened. And in work also, I never say who I am. More if I apply for a job to the boss that I go to, I have to write in my resume, of course, that I've been a singer. But otherwise, they always find out somehow. And of course, not everyone knows about Nightwish, because Nightwish is metal and not everyone maybe listens to that kind of music. But yeah. I've been a lot in the newspapers here, of course, when it was the most hassle with that. So, but, you know, I can walk around really anonymous in my nurse clothes. So I'm really like a regular person.
okay. And I think for this album in particular with Russell, touring might be difficult, right? But is there any chance, or at least for those songs, to have a live debut or some sort of presentation with both of you?
I mean, like I said in other interviews, when you start a project like this, it's mainly about doing an album. That's always where you start, you know. And then normally when an album comes out with The Dark Element, then there came offers asking, will you want to play here? Do you want to play here? And then you have to take a decision at that time. And I know Russell is quite busy with Symphony X, and he has other stuff. And we live in different continents. But like I've said in other interviews, it would be an honor for me to share a stage with Russell and do the songs at some point. So it's all up, you know, if he wants to do it and if we get some offers. So let's see what happens after the album is out.
Or maybe play those songs in a different context, you know, like in the different band that you're playing with, or your solo shows, or have you considered that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, there's... When I've done my solo shows before, it was not so many of those. People wanted me to do Nightwish songs and everything, And me and Yanni also talked about when we had our first album out, we only had one album, and it's quite hard to fill a whole set, you know, 1 hour with only one album. Yeah. And then we, of course, talked about doing maybe a song from our past, his and mine. But we decided that we didn't want to do it. But if I will do a solo show, you know, after maybe next album or something, of course I can do The Dark Element. But the thing is that also with Alan Olson, of course, if you don't have Russell there, it will be a pity to sing our co-shared songs. Then I can only do my own songs, I guess.
Yeah. You have to find a different arrangement, maybe, or a male singer that can step up and play that role, I guess.
Oh, it will be hard. I guess it's only like Jorn Lande that would be someone, but Russell is such an amazing singer, so it's quite hard. But yeah, you never know.
All right, I'll keep my fingers crossed, Annette. And
thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the interview, and all the best with this new release and your future endeavors, okay?
Thank you so much, and it was really fun to talk to you.
Thanks, Annette. Okay, everyone, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this interview with Annette Ozon. Stay tuned for more news from Sonic Perspectives, and please follow us on Twitter and Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're going to leave you now with the title track of the Alan Ozon album, Worlds Apart. Take care and rock on.
Too far apart.